I have some particularly bracing music for you today by Georg Bender. Georg Bender was born in 1722 into an extraordinarily musical family from Bohemia, in a town just 22 miles from Prague. His father was a weaver and itinerant musician, while his mother came from a well-regarded family of musicians. Of the family's six children, five became musicians. Only one followed their father into weaving. The eldest son, Franz Bender, secured the prestigious position of concertmaster to Frederick the Great in Potsdam. Once settled there, many of his siblings followed him to Berlin and took up musical posts. Georg, the fourth of the six children, joined his brother in 1742 as a violinist in the Potsdam Court Orchestra. He played in the second violin section, but was also respected as an oboist and harpsichordist. 8 years later, he accepted the role of concertmaster to the music-loving Duke Frederick of Saxe-Gotha, a position that he held until his retirement. Bender was a close friend of C.P.E. Bach, and the two composers worked together in Potsdam. Like C.P.E. Bach, Bender composed harpsichord concertos during this time. Their works often followed the ritornello form with a recurring theme in the orchestra. So similar are their styles that Bender's concerto in F minor was long misattributed to C.P.E. Bach. Bender's music reflects the transitional style between the Baroque and classical periods, what was known in France as the Rococo and in Germany as Empfindsamkeit, or the sensitive style. This emotional expressiveness is especially evident in his slow movements, while his faster movements often erupt into stormy intensity. And there's plenty of storm, as well as demanding passage work, in the Allegro Molto from Bender's Harpsichord Concerto in F minor. Harpsichordist Francesco Corti performs with Il Pomodoro in this new recording released earlier this year. Francesco Corti and Il Pomodoro performed the third movement of Georg Bender's Harpsichord Concerto in F minor. FMR.